Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A, as we got a break from the snow for a couple of days. Made for a very interesting holiday weekend, but we are going to give you a really good show to chew on today, because today's guest on Q&A, we're going to start out talking with Dr. Richard Holdaway. He is a space exploration and space history expert who is the guest speaker for a series of talks at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. In fact, his upcoming talk is about the universe. Are we alone? So we'll be talking to Richard in just a few minutes here on KQ&A. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll chat with some friends from the Prescott Chamber, including Scott Curry, Steve Acker, William Dicker. They are here to talk about the many great events going on around downtown Prescott for the holiday season right here in Arizona's Christmas City. You know, tomorrow, of course, is Tuesday night. That means classics at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. And you don't get much more classic than this, folks. It's The Wizard of Oz, just the way it was meant to be seen on the big screen with your family for only $5 a person. Now, if you're like me, if you grew up watching The Wizard of Oz on a Sunday in February on CBS, on a black and white TV where you never saw the movie change in the color, which I didn't see happen until I was in my 20s, you will enjoy this very much. 7 o'clock tomorrow at the Harkins in Prescott Valley and Sedona, The Wizard of Oz. And also want to let you know that MSNBC is apologizing, speaking of showbiz, for an on-air mishap Sunday morning regarding the recent news story about the Navy Secretary Richard V. Spencer being fired. The network played a video centered on Spencer in their segment. However, they showed the wrong Richard Spencer. They showed the photograph of the well-known white supremacist Richard Spencer. Not the way that's supposed to go. You know, back in, I believe it was 82, in my hometown of St. Louis, a local NBC affiliate got in a lot of trouble because they were talking about death in prison of James Earl Ray. And I think it was 82, yeah, about James Earl Ray. And they ended up showing a picture, not of James Earl Ray, but of James Brown. Just a little error there, folks. Oops. So it happens at local stations and on national networks, too. Well, we've got a good talk coming up with Dr. Richard Holdaway coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
My name is Ashley Craig. I was born with a chronic condition that causes severe pain and inflammation, and I am one of thousands of Americans who rely on the drug Humira. At first, I had to pay $753 a month. As a small business owner, that was really tough. It was more than my car payment, business insurance, and food bill, but I was in such pain, I just sucked it up. Now the drug is about $5,000 a month. There was no way I could afford this drug. It's not right for them to charge this much for medicine. It's not okay.
Now there's a bipartisan plan in the Senate that would stop price gouging. President Trump supports it, and we need Senator Martha McSally to call for a vote in the Senate. Go to fightpharma.org/Senate and tell Senator McSally to stand with patients, not big drug companies. That's fightpharma.org/Senate. It's time to put America's patients first. Paid for by Patients for Affordable Drugs Now.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, Man 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Wallach and Volk, Prescott True Value, and Home Furnishings Direct. The Cardinals host the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday at 2 on AM 1130, Man 99.9 FM, Prescott Chino Valley and Paul 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07 with Dr. Richard Holdaway. He has worked on numerous missions in space science and Earth observation with NASA, ESA, Russia, Japan, the EU, and many others. He's got 45 years of experience working in multinational space programs, and he is the guest speaker tomorrow evening at ERAU Embry-Riddle at the Davis Auditorium to speak about Journeys Through Space and Time. Now, that's a series of six free presentations. Tomorrow's will be about the universe. Are we alone? Dr. Holloway, we're very pleased to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us. Give us a little bit of a background on how you first got involved in this field.
Well, first of all, thank you very much indeed for inviting me. It's a real pleasure to be here. So I started my career actually in the aircraft industry and expected to spend the rest of my life designing planes. I spent a couple of years doing that and gradually got involved in reading more and more stuff about the space program. That really got me hooked. So I then spent really the next 45 years, first of all as a junior engineer, designing stuff for space missions. And then gradually, as my career progressed, working on space programs, leading them as project manager, as project director, and all that kind of thing. And the great thing about it, apart from the fact that it was just fun the whole time,
oh sure,
was that, of course, most of space these days is multinational. So I got to travel a lot. I got to work, of course, with NASA, with the European Space Agency, countries as far and wide as Russia and Japan and China and many others. So I've worked on many programs in many countries, met lots of wonderful people, including many of the astronauts, and basically just had a great time. And as we were discussing off air before we started, anything in a STEM subject is a great career for kids, and particularly anything that involves a bit of science and a bit of technology. You'll have a lot of fun the whole of your life, always challenges, and the world is desperately short of scientists and in particular engineers.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I talk to educators all the time on this show who say the future of great jobs is not in hospitality and restaurants and retail. It's in taking those STEM courses and seeing where those lead. And, you know, there are such great careers available. Like you said, that is a worldwide need, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And that's why I'm really pleased to be giving this series of talks up at Embry-Riddle, because it's a great university. They do a lot of science, a lot of engineering. They have some of the top guns there doing their training as well. It's a great mix of academic staff, of visiting staff, of students, and of people that really want to focus their careers on excitement and aerospace in general and space in particular.
You know, when people think about a career in aerospace, sometimes they immediately jump to, you know, the astronauts and space shots and things like this, and that's all very exciting. But I would imagine there's a tremendous field of the business majors who want to get involved in launching and creating satellites for business uses, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the space program is expanding rapidly. In the UK, where I'm from, it's the fastest growing sector in the whole of the economy.
Really?
I mean, we're nothing like the size of NASA, of course. But more and more private enterprises getting involved with the space program, with telecommunications, with video, the ability to be able to transmit video through spacecraft, through looking not only at the exciting stuff in terms of the stars and the planets and everything between, but looking down on planet Earth, things like GPS, you know, the things we have in our car that help us to get from A to B. By the way, how did we ever manage that without GPS? But somehow we did.
Isn't that something?
But it's helping us now. Most aeroplanes now fly using GPS. They could almost do without a pilot. Cruise ships, in fact, most ships over a certain size now sailing around the oceans use GPS to control where they're going. This is all space technology. A lot of day-to-day business is done using the internet through space.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing how if you lock yourself out of your car, you can press a key fob and suddenly, correct me if I'm wrong here, a signal goes up, 22,500 miles, comes back down and unlocks your car, correct?
That's one of the systems that does exactly that.
Isn't that astounding?
Yeah.
You know, when I go back to when I was a kid, and I used to watch an old animated TV series called The Jetsons, where by this time in life, we were supposed to have flying cars and things like mm-hmm. this, and dinner would be a tablet, and we'd have a robot on wheels. This is a lot better, isn't it?
Oh, for sure it is. and people like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos from Amazon, they're taking it all to another level as well, and doing it without the need for so much government funding, which is great.
Now, the source of your talk tomorrow evening at the Davis Learning Center at ERU is going to be about the universe. Are we alone? That's kind of an eternal question people ask about, isn't it?
It's one of the questions we ask about from the time we were about 3 years old, and we continue asking the same question until we're 93 years yep. old. So what I'm going to do tomorrow is take people on a journey through the universe itself, talking about the stars, what they're made of, how we know what they're made of, how they're evolving, and there are lots of different stars. In fact, there are billions upon billions of stars. So I'll talk
Carl
a bit about
Sagan
stars.
Was right.
Yeah, he was. Absolutely, he was right. So I'll talk a bit about that and how we actually find out what we find out.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk about some of the more esoteric things like black holes and dark matter and dark energy, all things that are really important, and we're really only just beginning to find that out now. And then talk about some of the, at a general level, some of the technology we use to be able to find out more about the universe and the, mm-hmm. and the surroundings in which we live. I should add as well that the talks are all, they're for people of all ages. So, you know.
And you don't have to be a student there,
no,
right?
No. I mean, there'll be some students there, but they're open to the public. They're all free, completely mm-hmm. free. Anybody from 8 to 80, 90 is very welcome to attend, and they'll understand what I'm talking about because mm-hmm. I'm well used to talking to audiences like that. I do the same sort of thing sometimes on cruise ships, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet. Wow.
But then I'm going to get on to the subject that most people have picked up on, which is are we alone? And I'm going to talk quite a bit about that, what we know, what we don't know. Some of the things I will have to say tomorrow, will be saying tomorrow, I think will surprise a lot of people, if not everybody. I will be giving some definitive answers, as well as some factual data that backs up what those answers are. But I'm not going to tell you what the answer is now because
sure.
people
well,
have to come along.
We're just going to tease it, aren't we?
Exactly right.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Holloway. I do the movie reviews for the radio station. I've been a movie buff all my life. What are some of the misconceptions people have about space travel, space history? Are we alone, the universe?
Well, one of the misconceptions at the moment is something I used to watch as a kid, which is Doctor Who, a program called Doctor Who. I don't know whether you get it over here.
We do.
But also Star Trek and the movies there, we would love to be able to go at warp factor 10, you know, some number of multiple of times the speed of light. We can't do that. We're not even remotely close. And in fact, it's probably the one area of technology that has barely changed since the start of the space program. That's the propulsion systems.
Mm-hmm.
So if we wanted to go even to the nearest star, it would take us tens of thousands of years to get there. Never mind tens of thousands of years coming back. So it's just not possible.
You wouldn't be able to live.
No.
The duration of a trip, sure.
So we need, and we'll get it one day, same as we'll get everything one day, we need a completely different set of propulsion systems to be able to enable us to do that. So until that happens, Star Trek and Beam Me Down, Scotty, and traveling at multiple times the speed of light just aren't feasible. Having said all that, of course, technology is changing very, very fast. I mean, we didn't know really until the turn of the 19th into the 20th century. In fact, due to Einstein, we didn't even know that there were things called galaxies out there, because most of what we can see, in fact, 99.99% of what we can see in the sky is all in our current galaxy, whereas the universe is almost infinitely bigger than just our own galaxy. So we're very limited with what we can, where we can go as humans, but we're not limited by what we can see. And Hubble Space Telescope made an incredible difference to our ability to be able to see further and further out into the universe, and there are other systems that have been able to do that since. So travel probably is the biggest misnomer. Probably, is there life out there is the number two issue that most people that pretend that they know what they're talking about get wrong. And that's because they either say, yes, there's definitely life out there, or no, there's definitely not life out there. Now, of course, you can always prove a positive, but you can never, ever prove a negative.
True.
So you can never, ever say there is no life out there, because you can never prove that. You can prove, you will be able to prove, if it happens, that there is life out there, and there are certain indications, and there are some things going on that very, very few people know about that I'll be talking about tomorrow night, because it's not classified. In terms of are we alone? And that's why I feel very happy about having part of the talk tomorrow, specifically about are we alone?
Ooh, a bunch of question marks just popped up, a bunch of people's heads, things that are declassified. The things we know we can't say yet. How tempting is that? We'll be talking more with Dr. Holloway in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. More coming up with Dr. Richard Holloway in a moment.
Have you heard about Yavapai Regional Medical Center's exciting expansion project? There's a state-of-the-art health center under construction on the campus of YRMC West in Prescott. During the health center construction, parking may sometimes be more of a challenge. If you have an appointment or you're visiting someone at YRMC West, we recommend you allow some extra time for parking. And look for one of our volunteer cart drivers. They're ready to shuttle you from your parking space to the hospital entrance and back again. The primary and specialty care clinics you need. A kitchen for healthy cooking demonstrations. Advanced multimedia technology for preventive health learning programs. And lots of parking. The new health center under construction at YRMC West. Inspired by you.
Hey, Yavapai County, Brian Kilmeade here, inviting you to join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show weekday mornings live from 7 till 10, right here on KQNA. We'll talk about the day's news and the day's newsmakers in the usual fair and balanced Fox way. The Brian Kilmeade Show, live weekday mornings from 7 till 10 on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, KQNA.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
'Twas the month of December, a December to remember. At Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel, something big is coming. So magical and bright, making every family cheer with delight. Oh, to see the faces filled with glee as they skate on our ice rink or sit on Santa's knee. So bring the entire family. It's going to be so much fun. An amazing experience, second to none. See you this December, a December to remember, at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:01 with our Embry-Riddle guest speaker tomorrow, Dr. Richard Holloway. He has spent 45 years working in multinational space programs, and part of his speaker series going on involving Dr. Holloway tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at ERAU, The Universe, Are We Alone? Future talks from Dr. Holloway include on Tuesday, January 21st, the solar system, our sun and the planets and other strange things. On Tuesday, February 11th, climate change, the facts and myths we have learned from space. On Thursday, February 20th, looking down on planet Earth. And on Tuesday, March 3rd, been there, done that. What's next? On that note, Dr. Holloway, I have to ask you again, using a movie reference, is it even possible, given what you've learned all these years, for you to enjoy a movie that is based on space without rolling your eyes going, oh, please?
No, absolutely it is. First of all, just to correct one thing you said, the talk tomorrow is at 7. They're all at 7 o'clock, not 8 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. It says 7 to 8 p.m. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. 7 p.m. My bad.
No
Thank
worries.
You. Go ahead.
Now, to answer your question, yeah, I have no problem at all watching movies. I mean, I guess I was brought up like many people around my age on the movie 2001, written by Arthur C. Clarke, who incidentally wrote a very, very important paper back in 1945 explaining that if you put a satellite up into orbit above the Earth at a certain height, it would stay fixed above the Earth and therefore enable you to do what we all do now, which is to see satellite TV. Because all of our satellite antennas point at a satellite, one of mm-hmm. a number of satellites that are 22,000 miles above the Earth. And that's what Arthur C. Clarke, who wrote 2001, actually found in 45, long before the space program started. So I was brought up on that. I've seen most, not all, probably, of the Star Trek movies. I saw Gravity, which I thought was great. Mm-hmm. I saw The Martian, which was great as well. So, yeah, I can
and
see
that. And
that
was a fun picture to watch.
Yeah, they're all fun pictures.
It's a what-if situation.
I mean, if you work in the industry, you could worry yourself to death over things that they might not have got perfectly right. But, hey, mm-hmm. life isn't perfect, so I enjoy them thoroughly.
And I have to ask you about your associations in the past with astronauts. What have you learned, and what did you talk about?
Well, I've met many of them. Apollo astronauts, non-Apollo astronauts, one or two Russian astronauts. First of all, they're all very, very clever people.
Mm-hmm.
The one I know the best is Buzz Aldrin, who I've probably met a dozen or so times. But the one who I think I found the most interesting was Jim Lovell, who was commander of Apollo 13.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him the same time as I met Neil Armstrong. This was probably getting on for 10 years ago. And something that struck me really right on the nose that Jim Lovell said to me was that what got them back from Apollo 13, you remember that was the mission that had an explosion on board
Houston,
of the Weatherman.
Houston, we have a problem, right?
Exactly, and boy, did they have a problem.
Did they ever.
But they got back, and he said what got them back wasn't the fact that they were all highly trained fighter pilots before they became astronauts. It wasn't that they were highly trained astronauts. It was that they were all highly trained engineers, because what they had to do on board was, well, the book says this on how do we get to the moon and this on how do we land. It doesn't tell us what to do if there's a darn great big explosion on board. We had to do real engineering. We had a lot of support on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But he said we had to roll our sleeves up and use duct tape and all sorts of stuff like that to make things that wouldn't fit ordinarily fit against another part of the spacecraft. And it was just the old-fashioned engineering, he said.
Sure.
But we were all highly trained. But I think they all had PhDs in engineering. And it shows, again, just what a fantastic career engineering is, never mind being an astronaut.
You know, I recall reading about one of the space programs where just before liftoff, one of the astronauts was looking around a capsule going, so this was built by the lowest competitive bidder, huh?
Yeah.
And they don't have a AAA card where a truck can come out and tow them back, do they?
Well, you know, they don't. I mean, the space program, for obvious reasons, has some of the very, very brightest people in the world that worked on the Apollo program and still working these days. That doesn't stop people in the space program and space projects doing dumb things. And one of the sort of fun things I'm doing at the end of each of my talks, of which tomorrow is the second, is just talking about one or two of the dumb things. And they're not accidents like the tragedy that happened with Challenger.
Sure.
They're just dumb things that happen. And some of the dumb things cost literally billions of dollars. And they happen all around the world. It's not just NASA. It's not just the Russians. Sure. It's everybody else. And some of them, one or two of them I've been involved with over the years, so I can talk from first experience on what happened and why. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't believe some of the crazy things that happen. But tomorrow, I'll do the second of the examples, and I'll mm-hmm. do one at the end of each talk as mm-hmm. well.
We hear from time to time things about we're going to Mars, things like this. What do we stand to gain by going to Mars?
Well, you can answer that from a number of different perspectives. One is we may make such a mess of this planet that we have to go somewhere else. But if you forget that for the moment, then, you know, as a species, as human beings, we've always wanted to know what's over the hill. And, you know, thousands of years ago, over the hill was literally just over the hill.
Yeah.
We might go over and beat up whatever was over the hill, but we'd go and look. Mm-hmm. And then it became across the water to another country, across other countries, then across oceans. So we've always wanted to know what's out there. And I think that's part of what separates us from the rest of animal life, that we mm-hmm. want to know these things, and we have the ability to be able to find these things, or sometimes slowly but surely. So by going to Mars, first of all, it's can we get there on a journey that's going to take a minimum of 6 months with all sorts of dangers, one of the main ones being radiation. But assuming we can overcome that, as happened in the movie The Martian, of course. How do we survive there? We've got to take everything with us. We've got to take our own air to breathe. We've got to take our own water in some shape or form, even if we're going to be recycling it all hundreds and hundreds of times. We've got to grow our own food. But why are we actually going there? Well, one of them is to help fill in some of the jigsaw pieces from the question I'm talking about tomorrow, which is, are we alone? And, you know, if there is life anywhere in our solar system, i.e. within any of our planets, the most likely spot still is Mars. And there are some very odd things happening on Mars. There are some odd structures on Mars that look absolutely like they were produced by humans.
No kidding.
I've got some pictures of that. That's my third talk, the one early in January. There are some other things happening on Mars. Also importantly, Mars used to have an atmosphere. It doesn't anymore. Now, we have an atmosphere. That's what keeps us alive. Mm. If ours disappears, we're in big, big trouble. So one of the things we want to find out is what happened to the atmosphere on Mars and why. Is it possible to survive underground on Mars? I'm not quite sure whether we want to or why we want to, but we might. Are there any signs of life, albeit primitive life, on Mars? Because if there is life out there, and there may well be, and I may well give a few clues tomorrow, it may actually not be on Mars, but Mars is a good starting point.
I'll be darned. And I would imagine that the more research you do into the solar system and the other planets, the more part of you says, people, take care of the planet you're on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And mm-hmm. there's always something to be learned from other people, other sure. places, other planets.
Indeed. That is Dr. Richard Holloway, guest speaker at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. That is at 7 p.m., not 8, 7 p.m. tomorrow, and four more times coming up, in fact, five more times, I believe, at the Davis Learning Center at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. I wish we had another hour, Dr. Holloway. We could take this another hour easily. We look forward to your talk. It is open to the public and free tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's Tuesday, December 3rd at ERU. We hope to speak to you again sometime next couple of months about your next talks.
Thank you very much for having me.
That'd be great. You bet. Dr. Richard Holloway, stay tuned because we're going to take a break for news and weather, local and state news and weather, and then come back and we'll talk about what's going on in downtown Prescott in Arizona's Christmas City. That's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hello,
this is Teresa Brusso, principal at Granite Mountain School. Did you know in Arizona you can choose to keep your tax dollars local? You have the opportunity to invest in our children. Give up to $200 as an individual and up to $400 as a couple. When you give that investment to Prescott Unified School District, you'll receive that money back. This is an easy way to help our schools, enrich our programs, and help children in our community by keeping tax money local. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and donate today. With your support, we continue to serve every child every day.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood. KQ&A. Coyotes hockey brought to you by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Prescott Dirt, Nazaire, Country Bank, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Prescott Dental Center, and Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Columbus Blue Jackets Tuesday live at 5 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
My grandbaby was coming to visit. Lucky for me, I found Fox and Bear Rentals at Prescott Gateway Mall. This is Terry Cohn, otherwise known as Grandma. I figured, why spend a fortune on cribs, playpens, strollers, and high chairs when I could rent all that stuff for a lot less money? Fox and Bear also rents toys and activity tables. So do what I did. Stop by Fox and Bear and plan on renting for the holidays. With the money you'll save, you'll have more for a Merry Christmas. Fox and Bear, Prescott Gateway Mall. Look online, too, at foxandbearaz.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 2nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. With just 3 weeks to go before Christmas, the U.S. Postal Service reminds you about upcoming deadlines for shipping packages and cards.
With a shorter window this year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, the deadlines to mail and ship are quickly approaching.
Our most economical shipping option is our retail ground service, and that deadline is December 14th. We have our first-class mail deadline, letters and cards, coming up on December 20th, and our priority mail deadline is December 21st.
Spokesperson Rod Spurgeon says the deadline to ship cards and letters to a military destination is December 11th. If you're shipping packages, use a new box and make sure it's properly addressed with the correct zip code. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
For more details on that story, go to USPS.com. Partly sunny today, cloudy tomorrow. Showers returning for one day Wednesday. Highs around 55 today and tomorrow. 49 Wednesday and Thursday. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling after bedtime to a mostly cloudy 35. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, highs today and tomorrow near 64. Wednesday and Thursday, 57. Showers Wednesday early afternoon and late evening. Sunshine returns Thursday, and you'll be waking up to a pre-dawn low tomorrow around 38. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
This is America, where football means football.
Oh, man!
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. Brought to you by Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, Cliff Castle Casino, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Wallach and Volk, Prescott True Value, and Home Furnishings Direct. The Cardinals host the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday at 2 on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley and Paul, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Sunday is the perfect day to refuel your soul and treat your taste buds at Carmela's. This is Jennifer, and Kevin and I would like to invite you to our Sunday brunch. Come enjoy fresh baked caramel pecan sticky buns, muffins, and croissants, coupled with a complimentary Prosecco. Enjoy our lemon ricotta pancakes and eggs Benedict your way, classic Italian or surf and turf. To enhance the true brunch experience, we are proud to create an artisan charcuterie board along with a Bloody Mary bar. We offer gluten-free and vegan options. Join us for a Sunday brunch right here on Montezuma in downtown Prescott.
Hi everyone, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association, and I say, don't start without us. When you call YCCA, I'll give you a list of reputable, reliable contractors so you'll know who to call for all your construction jobs, big or small. If you need work done on your home or office, one call does it all. Call me, 778-0040, Yavapai County Contractors Association, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, if you haven't noticed, this is December in Arizona's Christmas City. My goodness, guess who just walked in? Goodness gracious, this white-bearded fellow named Santa Claus, who brought along Steve Acker with him. And if that name sounds vaguely familiar, Steve Acker, tell us what's coming up a week from Friday.
Friday the 13th is Acker Night. Yes, this will be our 31st year.
Wow.
I know, amazing, isn't it?
Isn't that something? And you know what I was amazed to learn was the background of how this all came about. You've got a great story to tell about that.
Well, yeah, James S. Acker, Mr. Acker, actually passed away in 1955. And Acker Night's first night was 1988. And there was a lady by the name of LaVon Anderson. She is the one that actually got Acker Night going. She knew Mr. Acker mm-hmm. and how much he loved kids and the music. So she started off at the downtown square with a trying to get people involved, and nobody really wanted to be a part of it. It sounds great, but, mm-hmm. you know. So a gentleman by the name of Harold Weiss, which was the downtown partnership president, he kind of went around with her and said, hey, you know, you ought to give this a try. So they got eight people, eight businesses to participate that first year. And, geez, Louise, I think we're at 135, 140 businesses, almost 1,000 performers.
And the great thing is it benefits everybody. You've got the musicians who get exposure. You've got the business, you've got the businesses who open their doors and see people coming in who had probably driven by 100 times, didn't even notice it. Now they're visiting inside. You've got the Christmas spirit. And the greatest part for me, because this is my 6th Acker Night coming up, is how many people walking from business to business see people they know. I didn't know you were down here. It's such a social event. Is anybody else, to your knowledge, doing this around the country?
Well, nobody that I know of. I know Parker has come a few times to, they want to try and emulate Acker Night. I don't know what they're calling it.
Yeah, sure.
But I hope they do well. Hope they do well, because it's sure a lot of fun here. So I know that wherever they do it, it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah. And Santa Claus, you've got a real busy schedule coming up. What are some of the things you're going to be involved in the next several weeks?
Okay. Well, I'm involved with Acker Night. I am in the parade on Saturday. We are involved with Margot Christensen, and we do the Residence Inn from 6 to 8 every Friday and Saturday, except for Acker Night. And then we do Spring Hill Suites from usually 7:30 to 9:30, but again, parade day will be down there till almost 11. Mm-hmm. Those are the things. We go out to La Bruza's a couple of Thursday nights, the last two Thursdays. The Chino Valley Library, and I'm unsure which Wednesday that is, but we do a lot of personal appearances in Prescott and Prescott Valley and this area because we find this to be the happiest Christmas town that we know.
And isn't it great that when you're part of the parade, the way you're going to be, how many families, several generations from each family, will turn out and cheer and wave at you, and they're all in a great mood, aren't they?
They are. In fact, a couple of years ago, Scott Curry had to push me back inside because I wanted to wave and see all the kids that were performing. So now I don't get to see the parade, but the parade goes a little faster.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've got different sites coming up for Akron Night for the different performances. We're going to have an opening ceremony. You're going to have the Elks Theater. And you've also got tip bags and signs in the window. Steve, tell us about that.
Well, yes. If you see a sign in the window, it'll say Akronite Musical Showcase. It'll mm-hmm. have the name of the band telling you that they are part of Akronite. And then you'll see the tip bag. It'll say Tips for Scholarships. And that way you know it's truly you're donating to Akron.
Mm-hmm.
Over the years, it's grown quite a bit. We've tried to go down some of the legs of some of the streets, so not everybody's right down in the downtown square. But it's a lot of fun. We enjoy it a lot. Everybody seems to enjoy it. I think every year there's three big busloads that come from Tucson to stay at the Haciampa.
Isn't that neat? Wow.
Oh, don't forget to tell them about the parking.
Oh, yeah, well, parking, and that's always a problem, you know, because, I mean, you're trying to get down to the downtown
sure.
square, and it's always crowded on a normal basis. If you go down South Montezuma, there's actually a Cowgirl Country Antiques. They've got probably about 30 spaces, and they said we can use them for Akronite.
Nice.
But if you do park there, make sure you go inside. There's treble and bass that's going to be playing there, so
nice.
Support them. And then, of course, the Mile High Middle School. There we can get about 100 cars into
nice.
Their field and everything, so that's always nice. And, of course, there's always the parking lot behind Whiskey Row. They do charge, but they can get quite a few cars in there.
Sure.
And then Augie's Restaurant over
Augie
in front.
Perry.
Of,
hey,
yeah,
Augie.
Yeah, he has stepped up, and so now he has a shuttle that'll pick you up right in front of Augie's and drive you down to the downtown square and then
Thank
pick you up.
You, Augie.
And yeah, I know. Thanks, Augie.
Augie is such a good boy.
I'm telling you.
He's on the good list.
That's the place to dine on Highway 69.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Well, I figure, you know, you have dinner. Catch the shuttle, go down, have Akronite, come on back. He's going to be open till 10. He's extended his hours, so
nice.
You can grab some dessert, and then off you go.
You know, we love Augie so much. We love the decor, too. In fact, my wife liked it so much last time we dined there. She's going to grow a mustache.
Oh,
so, yeah,
yeah. I'm sure she appreciates that.
Or she can borrow mine. But Santa, we all know you're going to be busy with your elves this time of year. But
mm-hmm.
when it comes to your planning for Arizona's Christmas City and all these events, when do you start planning for all these things?
We start planning Christmas in general usually the 27th. We take the 26th off.
Mm-hmm.
And then we move in to our regular Christmas stuff and make our contracts with all of the toy makers and decide what the elves are going to do and then sometimes rearrange. We do have a warehouse in Seligman and we have a warehouse just south of Tucson that, you know, I'm really familiar with. But most of my work is done by computer. But Steve and our Acker committee start not long after that.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the year. You start thinking of things that you could do better from last year.
Sure.
And it really kind of kicks into gear the beginning of September. That's when we start talking to all the businesses and finding
mm-hmm.
out who's going to participate. We contact all the performers to find out, you know, who's still around, who wants to play. And
sure.
And up till the very last minute, I mean, there are still changes going on right now. It's hard keeping up with them. But
bands changing names.
Say, you're juggling a whole lot of balls in the air about this, aren't you? And our buddy Scott Curry at the Prescott Chamber knows all about this, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's right in the middle of it.
Oh,
right
my middle of it. You know, you just look at the logistics of everything, because you've got to involve the police department with traffic patterns and things like this. You've got to involve security. You've got to line up your vendors and all sorts of things. I mean, it's a Herculean task almost, but boy, does it pay off.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's about 10 of us that work on this.
Yeah.
And everybody's busy right till the last moment.
Mm-hmm. And I am very pleased to announce that I will be the MC of the Prescott Courthouse Lighting, the Christmas Courthouse Lighting, as I've been the last 2 years. And I promise this year we're just going to play it straight. No big surprises from the stage this time, but it's just going to be a great time. If I remember correctly, the police estimate of the crowd last year, about 3,000, 4,000. That sound about right?
That even sounds a little light, but
really,
yeah,
that I think there were more. We gave out 2,500 candy canes, and we only give them to kids. So
wow.
So that number might be a little low.
Oh my goodness. Well, some of the entertainment coming up just on Acker Night. You've got the Northern Arizona Blues Alliance. That's with our buddy Scott O'Neill, and Christian will be there too. Also, Mary Guitar Kelly, Christian Michael Berry will be there, of course. Steve, you'll be playing too, won't you?
I'm going to try and sneak in on a couple of songs, yes.
So tell us about your musical activity here. We haven't seen a whole lot of you here.
Well, I'm playing with Santa now. This
okay.
is what Santa does on his spare time. We've got a band called Claus and Effect, as in Santa Claus.
Claus and Effect.
Right. And we play all around the Prescott area, and we have a lot of fun. We're doing a blues, a little bit of classic rock, and we do a few originals.
Yeah.
So we just have a good old time.
But isn't it fun seeing how much talent there is around
Oh, there's
this
a lot of talent here in this town.
You know, we went to see Phantom of the Opera at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And even the director, Dr. Craig Ralston, says, I just cannot believe how much talent there is in this community, because everybody in that show was somehow, you know, affiliated with the college. And this is not a great big city here, but it really is amazing to see that. Now, you're going to have the Prescott High School Choir. They're going to do the opening ceremony at 5 o'clock on Acker Night, right?
Yeah, the chamber singers.
And then you're going to have the Hallelujah Chorus Community Sing-Along at 5:20.
Which has become a tradition.
Yeah.
It really has.
People line up early.
They come in and ask for
it. Yeah, sure. And at 5:30, we're going to have the Central Arizona Firefighters pipe and drum.
Yes, these guys are amazing. Bagpipes and drums, and they do a great job. All firefighters, and they do a great job. They're going to be over at the Firehouse Plaza around the corner.
Sure.
But they come in and play a couple of songs at the beginning opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gets everything going.
Hey, Santa, tell us about some of the logistics in getting the parade going, because you guys have to organize all sorts of people who are going to have floats, and they're going to have exhibits, marchers, the whole bit. So give us a little background on that.
So Scott and his crew get together and they line out down the streets, and he starts recruiting, I guess, in July, maybe June, but there are the regulars, the bands, all of the marching bands are set up months and months and months in advance. The corporate sponsors, Wells Fargo has been a part of it, as Findlay Toyota is a big supporter, and
that's, hello Jamal,
and that's the float that he sets up for me,
nice.
and they do that, and then they set it up. They start setting up at 10 a.m. for a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah.
So the floats are coming in and lining up on the side streets there before they take off. It's amazing, and Scott's crew. And I want to say Jill, too, because Jill has to help manage Scott.
Mm-hmm. And that's a full-time job, right, Jill?
That is a full-time job. And they set it up, and they get it, and I've never seen a hitch. And I have done this now for 8 years here, and we love it. We love it. It's well taken care of. The police are join us, and then the same security that you guys hire, the mounted, the Rangers are a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
The police are a part of it. The city loves this. I mean, I'm sure the logistics people aren't in love with it, but for the most part, they love everything that's going on. The downtown hotels are taking in people. It's one of the busiest times of the year for all of the vendors downtown.
We also want to thank Sherry and John Heine at the Prescott Chamber for all they do to make this possible. I have to tell you something that occurred to me. I was living on Pleasant Street, right across the street from Washington Traditional School. And I wasn't really familiar yet with, you know, the traffic patterns of, you know, of the parade and things like this. I come out my door, and all of a sudden, right up and down the street, we've got floats, we have horses, and we have people, obviously, you know, marching bands, right on my street. And I'm going like, what are all these people doing here? Mm-hmm. And then it dawned on me, maybe I should have checked the news a little bit. And seeing, oh, this is the day. That's right. So, since I was going to be home, I couldn't get my car out. What I did instead was pull out a lawn chair and just set out the yard and talk to everybody and walked up and down the street, meeting everybody and what they were doing. And it was just a blast. It really was.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, it's such a great reflection on this community. Do you guys ever take note of how far people come to see these events in December around downtown Prescott?
Steve has a story of a group from Tucson that comes up every year.
Yeah, three tour buses come up from Tucson, and they stay at the Haciampa. They usually get there early Friday, and they're all weekend long, and they enjoy Akronite and the downtown square.
You know, as unusual as this is, and as distinctive as it is to Prescott, my very first radio job was in an obscure little town, believe it or not, called Liberal, Kansas. If you can believe that. And every late February, they would make the national news because they had this thing called Pancake Day, which is a reflection of what happens in Olney, England on the same day. It's a long story. Anyway, that was their one claim to fame every year. It would make USA Today. It would make a national newscast, little 30-second blurb, stuff like this. What I'm waiting is one of these days for ABC and NBC, you know, to send a camera crew here, you know, during these events, because these are things the rest of the country has to see, because, you know, everything right now seems so polarized. This is a community thing.
Definitely.
Everybody comes together on this. I think it would make a great example for the rest of the country.
It would be very, very nice.
Yeah.
We have performers who've performed with us who have moved out of town. Parker Smith comes in every year. We have Esteban, who's a national
guitarist. Sure.
Yeah. We have the Cross-Eyed Possum, which are two young guys. They do jazz and blues. They have been a part of all kinds of music across the country.
Mm-hmm.
We have everybody from little girls dancing to big girls singing. It is amazing. All kinds of bands.
And little girls dancing. I bet Lexi, I bet you're behind that. But you got a lot. You have so many people in this community pulling together to make this all happen. And we are so grateful that you can bring this to us. And thanks again for being on Q&A today. Is there a website people can go to for more information?
Akronite.com.
How do you beat that?
Simple.
Santa Claus and Steve Acker, thank you so much for joining us today. It's going to be a great time, and I look forward to being on that stage Saturday evening for the courthouse lighting ceremony. We will also be broadcasting remote from the parade site around the courthouse plaza on Saturday morning and afternoon, so stay tuned for that. Stay tuned now, because I'll have tomorrow's guests for on Q&A coming your way and some final thoughts on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Are you financially prepared for retirement and saving in taxes the way you want to be? The Financial Facts and Tax Show can help answer that question. We cover topics like income planning, tax planning, and asset allocation. Listen to KQNA AM 1130, 99.9, and 95.5 FM Saturdays at 12 noon to Financial Facts and Tax with Ron and Barbara to help secure your finances.
Financial Facts and Tax is paid for by American Financial Security and is solely responsible for its content.
Oh, you know.
know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Boy, dental care has sure come a long way. CTs, 3D scans, lasers, cone beams. What? This is Kathy at Bradshaw Family Dental. We take your smile seriously, and we do use cutting-edge technology. But no matter how mainstream dentistry has become, we still and always will put patient care first. We take the time to get to know you and never rush you through. Bradshaw Family Dental, treating your family like ours. For more information on our Prescott Valley or Chino office, check us out online at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, followed at 4 by Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Then join me back here tomorrow with my guests, Melanie Eubank from the PCA, along with Diane Iverson, who recently retired from many years with the CCJ. She still gives pencil art classes at Highland Center. They'll be here to talk about their joint venture, Hannah's Heart, the benefit play that Diane wrote and that Melanie is directing. And also on tomorrow's show, ERAU's Planetarium Director, Eric Edelman, with really exciting news. That's Q&A Tuesday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.